This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Visual Arts will not take a summer vacation in the area. July has a packed schedule of art exhibits, receptions, and classes. Thursday, a solo show by Adam Posnack at the Sugar Gallery on the Fayetteville Square will highlight art inspired by religions and cultures of West and Central Africa. Friday, I visited with Adam as he was preparing the exhibit. We'll have highlights from that conversation in a moment. The Art Center of the Ozarks will hold a reception for artists Christina Mariotti and Taylor Shepherd Wednesday, July 9th from 6 until 8 p.m. Christina's exhibit is titled Women in Rooms and features her familiar style that has been described as placing characters in settings out of sync in time. Taylor's exhibit is titled Pareidolia, a word that describes a psychological phenomenon involving a vague and random stimulus being perceived as significant. Both exhibits will be up through August 1st.
The Fort Smith Regional Art Museum's exhibit of Carol Dickey's will remain up through all of July and into early August. Carol has titled this exhibit An Artist's Journey, and it includes the work she did in media such as watercolor, acrylic, and charcoal from when she started 30 years ago as a budding artist through work she's done the last 10 years as a full-time artist living in Eureka Springs. She describes her work as abstract naturalist. The exhibit will be shown through August 10th.
There are several opportunities to take art classes this month. The Fayetteville Underground has several classes in figure, portrait, and quick drawing. You can see their schedule at FayettevilleUnderground.com.
Leilani Law will conduct camps for young artists in July. The camps are for 4 hours in the afternoon and include a camp for children from ages 9 to 12 who really like to draw machines, sea creatures, cathedrals, and fantasy landscapes. To learn about all of Studio Leilani's classes and camps for July, call 442-4396 or go to studioleilani.com.
Tomorrow, there are a pair of art workshops at the Bentonville Public Library. The classes, designed for young people, will use famous artists Wassily Andinsky and Joseph Albers as inspiration. The Andinsky workshop is tomorrow at 1. The other begins tomorrow at 2. Registration is limited and required, so if you're interested, call 271-6816 soon or seek out the link at BentonvilleLibrary.org.
Another July class that might spark some interest is the Paint Your Pet Night at the Center for Art and Education on North 13th Street in Van Buren. The class is July 18th, a Friday. Bring a photograph of your pet and then paint that portrait. The cost is $50 and the fee includes all supplies and refreshments. No experience is necessary. Registration is required. You can either call 474-7767 or go online to art-ed.org.
And speaking of the Center for Art and Education in Van Buren, tonight a new exhibit of work by four artists, Jimmy Leach, Jason Davis, Carol Dosher, and Joanne Dosher, opens at the center. Each of the four artists mix nature and art for their work. Reception for all four artists is tonight beginning at 5.
Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art will take down the William S. Paley Collection, A Taste for Modernism, soon. The last day is July 7th. Included in the collection are iconic works by Matisse and Picasso. After the 7th, the collection returns to the Museum of Modern Art in New York.
The museum will host artist Jeff Koons for a talk on July 11th. He created the Hanging Heart that is now over the Restaurant 11. Cost is $15. And the exhibit Global Citizen, the Architecture of Moshe Safdie, will be up through September 1st. And on Monday's edition of Ozarks, we'll take a tour through the exhibit and the museum with him.
Finally, a different kind of visual art, documentary film, will be featured at the Fayetteville Public Library this month. The film Blue Tattoo, about a 91-year-old Holocaust survivor, will be screened at the library on Friday the 11th at 2 p.m. The film includes music by Joe Crookston, who will also be in town for a series of events this month. A week later, July 18th, the library will show the documentary Growing Cities about urban farming at 12:30 that afternoon.
And Thursday, Adam Posnack will be at the Sugar Gallery on Fayetteville Square to welcome interested people to view his new exhibit titled Fundamento. The show combines Adam's specialty, pottery, with the images and inspirations for his work, the religions and cultures of Africa, and many places in the Caribbean. Friday afternoon, he was working in the extreme quiet of the closed gallery, determining where each piece would rest.
You know, in this particular case, there are definitely kind of four distinct sections.
Much of the exhibit is a showcase for Adam's work in pottery. Cups, plates, vases, and vessels emblazoned with the iconography of various African-inspired religious and cultural traditions of North, Central, and South America. The front of the Fundamento show includes pottery that can be used, not just viewed.
You can drink coffee out of the cups and put flowers in the vases and things. But then the iconography and the decoration, you know, I just want to kind of elicit a sort of a feeling or a vibe that would not be completely secular, I guess, is the way I would say it.
While the pieces themselves have everyday uses, the imagery speaks beyond the everyday. In fact, the red, black, and blue skulls, figures, and animals on many of Adam's works suggest a world beyond all of the everyday. He says he's looked a lot at African religious rituals and studied those religions and cultures.
Items and spaces, and then even more so what you would call the African diaspora, or now a term that people use is African Atlantic, which is sort of encompasses Africa and the diaspora and the interchange that sometimes happen between. So particularly, you know, Haitian voodoo.
Plus Cuban varieties of related religions, Brazilian religions. Anywhere, he says, there was a sizable population of people displaced by the atrocity of the slave trade. In the middle of Sugar Gallery, in the middle of America, the works can seem exotic, even to some, a bit spooky. But for many people on many continents, Adam says the images of skulls are not intended for shock, but rather to pay respect to ancestors. He says he wants his exhibit to open people up to something they may not know much about, and that the cultures of the people who inspired his work shouldn't be written off.
It's music, art, sculpture, food, you know, it's all these things. And it's just been so sadly maligned over, you know, the course of popular culture and media, you know, over the years.
Adam earned his bachelor's at McAllister College in St. Paul, Minnesota, spent a year at the Kansas City Art Institute, and received his MFA from Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge. He says he first considered studying anthropology, and his interest in the cultures that helped shape his pottery probably began in his hometown of Macon, Georgia. That's where he would frequent a novelty shop
that kids would go to, and they sold, like, you know, like magic tricks and stuff like that. But that was, now looking back on it, I could see that was clearly a front. Like, they had a few things in there, all dusty and, you know, kind of, you know, not really tended to. But then they had a beaded curtain, and, you know, you could smell, like, incense coming out from there. And it was obviously there was something else going on that I, having gone back there, you know, later as an adult, I now know was, you know, like, spiritual consultations of some kind within that African-American hoodoo conjure, root work, whatever you want to call it, framework.
He pays homage to that hidden room with one of his own in his current exhibit. At the back of the Sugar Gallery, in the basement of One Center Street on the Fayetteville Square, there's a separate room. A curtain separates it from the larger space, and inside that separate room, an elaborate display of pottery and images from floor to ceiling fills the space.
These symbols on the wall are really characteristic of that, of this particular tradition that's called Palo Mayombe, or sometimes it's called Palo. But again, they use pots that hold the sacred materials. And I think the way most people would think about the pots and all of these things, it's like, it's not, you're not like worshiping a pot. It's, the pot becomes like a repository or a focal point for this spiritual force that you're appealing to.
Adam Posnack wants these cultures that are not part of the mainstream here to be examined with interest and respect. But he says he's aware that some Western subcultures, from a type of Harley Davidson enthusiast to a segment of punk rockers, views this imagery as, well, just cool. And he says he's not bothered by that.
No, not at all. I mean, if you look around here, you choose one symbol that's just, you know, the one that pops up the most, it's certainly that one, the skull, I mean. And, I mean, the thing about skulls, it's, I feel two ways about them, you know. I don't really want to invoke the sort of punk rock Harley Davidson association exactly, But I'm also fine if somebody, you know, it's fine. Skulls are very popular now.
Adam's exhibit, titled Fundamento, opens with a reception at the Sugar Gallery Thursday night from 5 until 8. The gallery is located in the basement floor of 1 East Center on the east side of the Fayetteville Square.